Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Leo the Great, Pope and Doctor of the Church. And from Ireland, we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, What's Great About Leo?
St. Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 15. I myself feel confident about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. Nevertheless, on some points I have written to you rather boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to boast of my work for God. But I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to win obedience from the Gentiles by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and as far around as Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the good news of Christ. Thus, I make it my ambition to proclaim the good news, not where Christ has already been named, so that I do not build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand. The word of the Lord. We are all online on this specific site for our own reasons. And in my opinion, the bulk of those listening will also have intentions for which they would like to pray today, and perhaps invite other believers to share in such prayer and the hope that lies beyond and behind the prayerful words. But the central point is that we who join this web page on this specific feast day wish to worship the Lord God and give thanks for the divine love that led Jesus of Nazareth to his early death outside the gates of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. His saving death means we are saved and are called to life beyond our earthly span in and with God. And all of these motives, I am quite sure, are the same reasons Pope Leo the Great, Bishop of Rome from 440 to 461, he came to church. The same reasons he worshipped the Lord God. What he did that has outlasted him, what he did that has merited the honor in which he's held in the mind of the church, and not just historians, is this. He defended the correct understanding by the Church of their Lord and Master, our Lord Jesus Christ. He was a human being like you and me, though without sin. But his identity is also and centrally that of the Son of God, born of the Father before and beyond all time. Leo worked hard to keep that basic Christian faith central and would not compromise in the teaching handed down from New Testament times. As in the hugely important letter to the Romans penned by St. Paul, as we heard, the point of the work of a Christian preacher or leader is to be a minister of Christ to the Gentiles. In the case of Leo, Bishop of Rome, that task saw him write concise and clearly worded outlines of specific details of Christian belief, as well as recognizing in his case the task he had been given as Peter had been named by Jesus, the rock on which the assembly of disciples, the church, would be built. Lord, support us as we remain in the church, loyal to our Saviour and loyal to those in Rome and elsewhere who preach and teach the truth. Amen.